The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, agus fáilte go Gian Clark come Luke Glasgow in the shock then show. Le me Tom Comack. It's just gone 8:30, which as usual until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And busy program again lined up tonight. Later in the program, we'll be talking to Brian McAniff, who will reflect back on that All Ireland final in Croke Park on Sunday. That drawn All Ireland final between Dublin and Mayo. And, I don't know what your thoughts on it. If you have any thoughts or any questions on it or any ideas of about it, we'd love to hear from you, of course. Our two guests last week, Dinis Doyle of Dublin, of course, living here in Letterkenny, and Liam Riley from Dunloe, of course, a Belmullet man. They're going to have to wait another week to find out if Sam Maguire's going to be in Dublin or in the West. But a bizarre game, a strange game. I don't know if you have any ideas. I used to be sceptical about this old... I think Kirsta was in Mayo for the last 65 years. I begin to wonder after the first half on those two goals. But anyway, that's to come later on with Brian McAniff. But first of all, last week, Donegal Schools, or the Ulster Vocation, or the Ulster Schools body, is a new body. It was launched here in Donegal, and it's basically an amalgamation of the old Ulster colleges and the Ulster vocational schools, and it means that the one body now is running all schools competitions at all levels in Ulster. It's a national thing, actually. Ulster is the last province to take it on board, and the Donegal launch of it was last week. It was sponsored by Michael Murphy of Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure here in Letterkenny, and Michael attended the event. So too did Noel Ward and a number of other guests as well. And I caught up with, first of all, Noel Ward afterwards.
Well, Noel, the end of one era and the start of another era, I suppose, in schools football, not only in Donegal but in Ulster.
That's it now. We're Ulster Schools GAA, and that's the way it's going to be now for whenever that.
Yeah, and just remind people the old system. You had the colleges and the Ulster vocational.
Well, the old system, yeah, you had, and well, in our county in Donegal, you had two schools in the county competing in the colleges, and then the remaining schools, then the 20 schools that are competing in the vocational schools. And now the vocational schools have served us very well over the years. Like, we would have had our county vocational school sides, and unfortunately, like, as time went on, and that kind of went by the wayside, I suppose, down the country. You've got amalgamations of schools, and a lot of schools would have moved into the colleges, and we were kind of the last province really to do this here, and now we're...
And the two schools in the colleges was St Junan's and De La Salle, wasn't it?
College to Colmkill and Ballyshannon, and St Junan's College, yeah.
Yeah, and all the rest were in the vocational schools.
All the rest are in the vocational schools. So now as it stands, actually, the way it is... St Junan's College are in the B competition. The majority of the schools are in the C competition, including College to Colmkill, and then we've got our D, and we've got C and D hurling as well too.
So the Ulster schools now is run by the one body.
Just one body, and they've representatives from different regions. Myself and Gareth are representative in Donegal on the board.
That's Gareth Doherty.
Gareth Doherty, our current secretary of the Cushta. So we go to the meetings then. That just, I suppose, really it's kind of for the amalgamation and kind of to make sure that things kind of go as smooth as possible.
Yeah, and it's who runs the competitions from now on?
Who runs the competitions really was set out really by an amalgamation of Jimmy Smith, who was he's the current chairman of the Ulster Schools. He was our secretary in the Ulster Vocational Schools, and Seamus Woods was the chairman of the colleges, who is now the secretary of the Ulster Schools. And really, was Seamus that kind of used the template that was there for the Ulster colleges to set out the competitions as we have them now.
But it's the Ulster body that will run
it's
all
the Ulster body, and they're currently looking to get a servicing officer to look or take care of the fixtures. So I know there's three phases of development in that there. The initially, like, is to make sure that they get the servicing officer, trying to line them up for what kind of work is to be involved in it, and then before the school year is out, that they would have someone in place, knows the lay of the land, and looks to run the competitions to the best possible way that we can have them, you know?
Yeah, and in the old system, the competitions were ran within the county first, and then the winners went out on the runners-up.
And really, Ulster took care of just really the province.
Yes.
And within the county, our committee looked after the vocational schools, games, all the different games that we have in it. We're still going to be able to run our county competitions, but the priority will be to run the Ulster competitions. We're hoping that we have enough of a window to still play out the county competition.
They will run in tandem, basically.
But we have six titles in a way to be played for. We still have our MacIver and McDevitt, you know.
Yeah, so all those competitions.
All those.
And the Ulster schools body will set the fixtures, will run the fixtures.
The Ulster schools body set the fixtures. They're in the book. That's it. Whatever is set down on that them dates, there's no change in it. If there's anything comes up, it's a CCC from the Ulster schools. It's nothing to do with the committee anymore when it comes to that. No.
And in terms of, obviously, Donegal is on the periphery and quite a lot of teams are removed from the schools in Tyrone, Fermanagh and Derry. So it's still going to be run, is it, on a regional basis in the county?
It is, for the most part, really. But if a team was going really well, you had a very good team. Say, for instance, now we had a debate the year, well, should we actually go into the McLaren in the year? And we looked at the travel. The travel would have been just too much for us to be heading away across the country.
That's College of Kerry.
So we said, look, we still will get very good competitions because there's not a whole lot between teams. Say like Glenties, Killybegs, Abbey and Ballyshannon are in our group, and that's going to be tough enough. There'll be two teams coming out of our group, and that's going to be a challenge in itself, really. We're going to still get really good games.
And the county's going to be divided, is it?
County's divided as we would have had it in with the vocational schools, north and south. Right. Kind of electoral divide, really.
Yeah.
And but the thing about it is, if somebody's deciding to move up or move down, I mean, the competitions go from A to F. So currently we're representative in C, D and E. Yeah. And if a team moves down, you could be looking at, say, especially if you're in the side of the county, of playing maybe more of your games maybe in Ulster.
Yeah.
Depending on who's entered at those. That'll vary from year to year. Depends on your entries.
But the main competition will be the C competition for the bulk of schools.
The bulk of schools in Donegal, you're looking really.
And they'll be playing within the county first before they get out to Ulster.
They will indeed, yeah. Yeah, there's no travelling outside of the school or outside of the county for the C competition for
and
us.
And the county's dividing too. So do I take it then that there'll be four representatives going to Ulster rather than two?
Exactly. There's four going to Ulster instead of two because there's two other marquee groups, which is our old competition, which is now the C title has been played for. So there'll be two groups in Ulster, and their teams come out of that. So you're going into quarterfinals, really, when you come out of our groupings.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of games. So many schools now in Donegal are competing in Gaelic games competitions?
We should have 20 schools competing, but that's between C and D.
Yeah, in all competitions.
So you're looking at 10, really, in what C will be our C.
But overall, there's about, 20?
Overall, it's about 20, but in the sea, you would be looking at 10 schools competing.
Yeah, yeah. And the competitions are up and running shortly, are they?
Up and running next week for the 14s and 16s, and from October 17th then for the senior competition.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to it, are you?
Oh, we're looking forward to getting into it, all right. You know, I mean, you have to give this a go and see how it's going to pan out, and there's going to be a few teething problems. We get over those, we'll be able to bring them back to the Ulster committee and...
And Michael here tonight at the launch of the new schools. You're not long out of the competitions yourself, and you're the main sponsor here in Donegal, backing it, obviously.
Yeah, I was making a bit of a joke about it there. I was not long out of it, but at the same time, the years are fairly rolling by. Secondary school, I think it just seemed a perfect thing to do, you know, having come through it myself and St. Junan's in the college, you know, the experience that I had there from a, you know, an academic point of view, but also out in the football field is something that'll always live long in my memory, and it's played a huge part in my development, and I think it's just it's brilliant to be able to give something back in some way, to give every young lad and every young girl an opportunity, I suppose, to develop as best they can, you know.
Yeah, and obviously very encouraging when we hear tonight, there's something like 20 schools in Donegal competing in competitions.
Yeah, 20 plus, you know, it's just brilliant, you know, and I think, I suppose, over the last number of years, the success of our county minor teams and even our county 21 teams, right up and through the development of players coming on to our senior teams, you know, I think a large majority of that school, the positive work that's been done in schools and the success of various schools throughout the county is a huge part to play in that, you know. And, you know, it's something we've always looked at the likes of the teams in Tyrone or near neighbours, been very, very powerful and successful at schools, and Armagh schools likewise. But I think the success that that we've had in recent years has helped develop our county sides on that way, you know.
And this new system will probably even develop it more, because we were kind of in awe of these teams, and when we went out and played them, you know, maybe when teams got through from Donegal, they were every bit as good as them.
Yeah, that'd be true, and I know for our own sake and St Junan's there, you know, you would have always thought playing A standard football, and hearing the stories about these teams training and what too many county players these teams have, and I suppose these mythical stories, as you'd like to say, but once you actually give yourself an opportunity here within the county and throw yourself at it, I think we can be up there with the best of them. But it can't always be done on its own. The work and the support systems and structures have to be there, and I do feel that they are improving. Obviously everybody wants more improvement and everybody strives for that, and I think, you know, with the success over the last number of years, we are opening ourselves up to that, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, we can't speak to Michael Murphy without asking him about his state of health. I know he's carrying a knock at the moment, a knee injury. How is it?
I'm beginning to think I'm cracked at this stage of the game. It's grand, I suppose. I've got fairly positive news in Dublin there, you know, 2 weeks back, the week prior to our final game in the Championship League stages. You know, that things wouldn't really deteriorate or get any worse. I suppose once I heard that, I took it as a positive to go at it. At the same time, it's something that still needs maybe that little bit of a break to fully heal up and to make sure that you get right then for the rest of your playing time. So it's just, I suppose, it's getting that opportunity to give it a break, but at the same time, you know, being able to get out there and play and as much of the club championship as I can, you know.
Yeah, so it's rehab rather than surgery.
That's the big one. So that's that was a huge positive, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing we have got to talk to you about, came out last week and well, call for that Rory Gallagher get maybe. I know he is a year left in his term and an option for a second year. But you'd even like to see him stay in maybe a little longer.
Yeah, come here without a doubt. You know, I think it's something that's big key. You know, there's no secret, I suppose, the fact that, you know, there's a lot of young players within the whole team at the moment, and you know what we've done over the last couple of years is something we've come up short with. And you know, I suppose with a couple of lads having left us, and you know, please God, nobody else leaving. But you know, I think it's there's a need for a more developmental approach over the next, you know, two and three and 4 years to really give, I suppose, a lot of the younger lads who've come through county minor, successful county minor teams, come through successful, you know, county under 21 teams, to give them, I suppose, a fairly steady and constant environment to I suppose throw themselves and improve themselves and improve ourselves as a county, you know. And I do believe the ability is out there within them, and from having trained with them over the last year and having, you know, watched them over the last couple of years, the ability is definitely there. So I think it's vital, you know, with Rory there and the familiarity that he brings, and I suppose even the knowledge that he brings, having worked with them at under 21 level, I think it'll be only a positive for him to continue on to it, you know.
Yeah, and as we said, he has a year on his term plus the option of a second year, you know, another 2 years on top of that. Is he injured himself? Have you spoken to Rory about it?
Ah, come here, I suppose, is something, Rory, you know, is a young family now and everything, and I know that knowing Rory like we always do, and we know him as a group of players, and I think we know him as a county, he's absolutely football crazy mad, and he's mad passionate about Donegal football too, you know. So yeah, from speaking to him, you know, it's something that he really, really wants to get his teeth into, and he really, really wants to get at, and if we can get at it for that longer period of the 3 and 4 years, I think it'll be only good for the health and development of the game here. And you know, because knowing from speaking to, you know, the players, and from the players knowing them, they all have huge time for him, and his knowledge of the game and his passion for the game, and to see that hopefully rubbing off on the younger players which are coming through at the moment, I think is going to be only positive for Donegal.
Michael Murphy, the Donegal team captain, speaking to me last Monday at the launch of the new the Donegal launch of the new Ulster GAA schools governing body. And of course, as you know now, Rory Gallagher has been appointed as Donegal manager for a 3-year term with an option of a 4th year. So Michael Murphy and the players will be quite happy with that. So obviously the players quite happy and to work with Rory, and once the manager, I think, has his players behind him, he certainly is going a long way. It's a big job. We'll talk to Brian McNiff a little about that later on as well. Of course, Brian is joining us shortly to discuss or to look back at last weekend's All-Ireland final.
between Dublin and Mayo, of course, which ended in a draw. And to find out what the Donegal All-Ireland winning manager of 1992 made of that tie, certainly if you have any thoughts or any ideas about it, certainly we'd love to hear them from you. Of course, you can text us on 086 77 00 555, and Jimmy is on the text machine out there, so he'll keep us in touch. So that's coming up shortly. But County Chairman Sean Dunyan was also at that launch of the new Ulster Schools GAA governing body in the Sean McCool Centre last Monday evening, and I also got a word with him. And the chairman certainly is looking forward and really welcomed the new body.
I think it's a very positive step. I know the Ulster competitions have been up and running for a number of years now, but we're amalgamated into one committee now here at Ulster, Ulster Schools, the amalgamation of Ulster Vocational Schools and Ulster Colleges, and that's going to streamline schools, post-primary schools games in the province now, and I think it's a very, very positive step, and it's a great opportunity for all the schools here in the county. Every school now gets the opportunity to play at an Ulster level. Historically, you had to win your county competition before you could progress to Ulster, but everybody now enters the Ulster competitions and you're graded, and you'll be playing against schools hopefully of a similar strength, and every school will have a realistic opportunity of being successful, and by the same token then the county competitions will run parallel, so you have a second chance too to be successful at county level if you're not
As you said in your speech there, it's a very important sector, the second level, because quite a lot of work has been done down the years in primary level, but second level may have been neglected a little.
It has been, and I suppose that was due to a lack of resources, and we've put a huge investment in the new county coaching plan over the last 12 months, and most of our efforts have gone in at primary level, and but now with bringing our coaches up to full time and employing some other full time coaches, this has released Paddy Higgerty now to work, and Paddy's work's going to be predominantly with the post primary school sector, so he'll be kicking off some initiatives and helping schools along and working very closely with the teachers in the post primary sector. So again, I would love to have more resources that we could give more help to the post-primary sector, but this is a step again in the right direction from a coaching perspective.
That's Donegal Chairman Sean Dunyan speaking to me at the launch of that Ulster Schools body last week in the Sean McCool Centre in Ballybuffet. And before that, we heard from Donegal's senior team captain, Michael Murphy. And before that, we heard from Noel Ward of Coláiste na Carrigia. Of course, he's the chairman outgoing chairman of the Donegal Schools Board. And along with Gareth Doherty, also of Coláiste na Carrigia, is a member of the Donegal representative on the new Ulster body, so we wish them well. And just before we leave that, in actual fact, a note in here from Chris Carr and from Colin McFadden to tell me that St. Junan's College will get their Ranafast Cup campaign up and running this Friday in Garvahy. They play Abbey CBS from Newry, of course, that's in the new Ulster Schools competitions. That's the old Ranafast Cup. It's another 16.5 tournament, and they have another tough game the following week. They're playing St. McCartan's from Monaghan. We're going to take a short break, Lee. But first, before that, it'd be very neglect of me to leave the Donegal Vocational Schools or the schools theme story tonight here and not pay our tributes to probably the men who, pioneered schools football at second level in Donegal. And I'm thinking of the late A.D. McDevitt from Glenswilly, of course, who was a principal in Stranora Vocational School. And along with Father Dan McDyer from the McDevitt Institute in Glenties, they set up the board in the early 1960s. And actually, Eddie and Father Dan McDyer formed the first competition. It was a challenge game between Stranora Vocational School and the McDevitt Institute. That was in 1960. They were joined shortly afterwards by Desi Griffin from Carrick Vocational School and Jean McGinley from Milford Vocational School as well. Those men certainly are the pioneers. They're the ones that got the vocational side of schools. Oh, of course, obviously, the colleges like St. Junan's and De La Salle and Ballyshannon were always up and running. And of course, we know that St. Junan's in 1956 got to McCrory Cup final losing out. I think it was Pats of Cavan in that final, and it produced many fine footballers. But certainly the vocational schools owes a debt of gratitude to Teddy McDevitt and to Father Dan McDyer and to people like Desi Griffin, Jean McGinley, Danny O'Brien from Buncrana, of course, as well, chairman of the board for many years, and of course PJ McGowan, who masterminded those All-Ireland vocational successes in the early 80s, and of course John Joe Shea followed suit as well. So quite a lot of people and a lot of teachers involved in that, but it's moved on. It's a new era, it's a new dawn, as we heard there from Noel Ward, and we're certainly looking forward to it. So there, we're going to take a break, and when we come back we're going to reflect on last Sunday's drawn All-Ireland final, and well, that bizarre draw between Dublin and Mayo.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Roger Ash, good evening, Clare. Coming, Luke Laskey, and a shock to the show. Meet Tom Comack. Coming up in a second, we'll be joined by Brian McAniff to reflect on that All Ireland final draw between Dublin and Mayo last Sunday in Croke Park. And we'll probably talk to Brian as well about the appointment of Rory Gallagher for a further 3 years with an option of two. What he thinks of that. And of course, big senior championship quarter final action coming up here in Donegal this weekend as well. Of course, big semi final action, I think, in Tyrone as well, and action in Derry as well. But I can tell you that Clare hurlers are on the lookout for a new manager. Davy Fitzgerald has stepped aside. I think there's some Clare power down there in Clare as well. So Davy Fitzgerald is gone for the moment anyway from the Clare hurling job. So that's a vacancy down there. I'm not sure if anybody up in this neck of the woods is looking for it. But anyway, Dublin and Clare Galway, or Dublin and Mayo, played out a draw last week in Croke Park. Dublin scored 2-9. Mayo scored the two goals for them, and Mayo also got 15 points. Brian McAniff, I know of reading your column in the Democrat and the People's Press on Monday, you weren't overly impressed with the football on display. Have you got any thoughts on it since?
No, the football wasn't good, Tom. I suppose we could fault Croke Park in some respect for cutting the grass so low, but it is that sort of a skeety pitch when it rains, there's no doubt about that. Maybe if they'd left about an inch and a half on grass there, it would have been a lot easier. In fact, I felt very sorry for the miners. They couldn't handle the situation at all. But be that as it may, the excitement, I suppose, of the second half maybe made up somewhat for the shortcomings in the game and the standard of football that was played. And overall, the draw was a fair result, Tom.
Yeah. I don't know where you're on this theory of the curse on Mayo. I know I've always been a sceptic, but there was a stage in that first half, I think, when the second own goal went in, you know, you'd nearly wonder.
Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, my son Sean, he's a great man about this curse, but I don't believe in the curse, Tom. I think Mayo have been tipping them since last February, and I'm going to tip them again to win the replay. I think that the Mayo defence can measure up to those Dublin forwards. Four of the Dublin forwards in the midfield are replaced, and I think they can do the same again with them, you know. And so as a matter of the two O'Shea's, Aidan and Shamie O'Shea, they step up to the plate, which they didn't do last Sunday. Like Shamie O'Shea gave away some balls you wouldn't see given away at an underage game here in Donegal. But you know, there's a lot more of the Mayo players have to step to the plate. I know that Dublin fell short of their expectations, but I question their hunger, Tom, as well.
Yeah. Was it Dublin poor, or was it Mayo were good?
Well, Mayo weren't that good, Tom. You know?
Yeah, well, they were good defensively.
They were good defensively.
Except for the two goals.
Except for the two. Like, Keith Higgins didn't have the best the game either. He turned over two or three balls from which scores resulted. And those other players just didn't step up to the plate as well, you know. And I think the next day Mayo have to look at some of the performances as well as Dublin. Maybe Dublin more so than Mayo. But it'll be a whole different ballgame, I'd imagine. Be somewhat drier match. And it'll make for a good game, a good replay. And I'm still expecting Mayo to win it.
Yeah. They're going to have to... Well, they scored 15 points, I suppose. Not a bad return. But they probably haven't got the offensive game. And they don't have got a Colin McFadden or a Michael Murphy on the edge of the square.
That is a problem. That's the one Achilles heel, is to having a goaling threat. There's no doubt about that there. That Jason Doherty played did well enough last Sunday, Tom, and I feel that he could play well. He always does well against Dublin, if you notice that, lad. And then Gerald O'Connor, that wing half forward, went into the game with an injury. I expect a great deal more from him in the next game as well. And Killian O'Connor, although he scored a fantastic equalising point, there's more, a lot more in him than he showed there on last Sunday. So, you know, it's there to play for. But if they could get one major score, I think that would take them over the line.
Apart from the lack of hunger, what else did you feel was Dublin's problem?
Well, you know, Tom, they took two all-stars missing out the defence. And the lad that was sent off, McCaffrey, he's missed a good bit of football through suspension, and he hasn't been set in the world of life as he had been in the early part of the year and last year there. So, you know, there's question marks to be noticed in that Dublin defence. Even the sweeper didn't have his same day at the races, and except for Fenton in the middle of the field, they struggled there big time, and I can't see that they're going to be fit to repair that any better than putting Bastic in. And I think Bastic's a very limited player.
Yeah. So Dublin maybe not as good as they've been hyped up to be?
No. There's no doubt about that. Kerry showed that.
Yeah.
And I think Mayo showed it last Sunday as well.
Yeah. And where have Mayo going to have to improve?
Well, they're going to have to improve with the reach of the ball. There's no doubt about that. And the two O'Shea's, particularly being two key players for them, they really have to man up there on Saturday week, Tom, because they fell very, very short of what would be expected for two players of that stature. I was very proud of the young Bundoor man, I call him, in the middle of the field, young Parsons.
Tom Parsons,
the nephew of Peter Barry's, that was some of the older people remember playing for Bundoor, and he got runs for the county as well at minor under 21 and senior. And, you know, I think they have to have a bit between their teeth, Tom. Whereas I don't think Dublin has that hunger that they had last year.
Yeah.
And that's probably pretty obvious at this stage.
Anyway, Brian, just the clock is ticking on us here, unfortunately. But anyway, Rory Gallagher reappointed for a further 3 years with an option of a fourth year. He still had a year plus to do on his term. What do you think of it?
Well, he's the obvious choice. There's no one out there. I would have thought maybe Martin McHugh at a stage, but Martin obviously doesn't want a job. Declan Bowler maybe further down the line when he gets finished with under-21s, might step up to the plate as well. But at the minute, none of them are showing the interest in it, and Rory be quite entitled to the job. He's a lot of experience garnered with Jim McGuinness, and over the last 2 years, he's a lot. But it's a huge rebuilding job, Tom. We shed about three players this year so far. And I'd say by this time next year, we've shed at least another three, if not four. So, as I mentioned in the article, at the beginning of the year, I was asking to use the McKenna Cup, maybe the first five matches of the National League. At this stage, I'd nearly say use the three McKenna Cup matches and the seven National League matches, because we have four at home. And, you know, we generally can do quite well at home. So, even if we get relegated, it's not the end of the world, as you could see from Tyrone.
And a big weekend of championship action at all levels. No Bundoor, no longer there. Glenswilly, McCool's, Kilcar, Tiramin, Dunlow, Mallon. And, of course, the big one, the champions, Niamh Connell and St. Junan's. All...
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that match, Tom. I hope they get down to see it. You know, because Eunice blow hot and cold. As we can see with their two games with Glenswilly, when they've only scored 3 points against Glenswilly. But when they get their full crop of players out there, they're an awesome force. But I think Glenty's, along with Kilcar, will battle it out for both league and championship, with the odds favouring somewhat to Kilcar men.
Brian, thank you for joining us. My thanks also to my guests, Noel Ward of Colossian the Carrigan, the Ulster Schools vocational body, to Michael Murphy, the Donegal captain, to Sean Dunyan, of course, the Donegal county chairman, and Brian McInniff, who you heard there. My thanks also to Jimmy Stafford, Gaudian Shocklands to Huggin, from me, Tom Cumhach, Slán agus Bannach.